makanannya dari Andrea. Ya, terbuat dari
Majeko tu is a typical snack of Andrakan, made from sticky rice, grated coconut, and brown sugar. The white sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance, while that chance has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe a story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
Hai, masihkah muka itu ada di sana? Yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama. Kini waktu terasa berbeda tanpa hadirmu. Keras hati yang dulu
yeah. www.voynews.id. Wow, listener, so how do you feel after listening to our music and also even social culture compiles our filler even? This is also can improve your insight about Indonesia, listeners. So here I have also another information that would like to share you. It is about the Indonesian government considering free land plots at the Indonesia's new capital. Yes, the Indonesian government is considering offering free land plots to establish embassy complexes in an area designated as the diplomatic compound within Indonesia's new capital, or IKN. Basuki Hadimulyono, as head of the Indonesia's new capital in Jakarta, stated that he intended to present this proposal to President Prabowo Subianto. Moreover, he also explained that the discourse on offering free pieces of land is directed toward encouraging and also facilitating Indonesia's allies in relocating the headquarters of their diplomatic activities in the future capital city before 2028. Minister Hadimulyono then highlighted President Prabowo's target of 2028 for Indonesia's new capital to function as the center of political activities, in which consequently it prompts the establishment of foreign embassies. The former Minister of Public Works and Public Housing also highlighted that as the head of the nation's new capital, also here highlighted its function as the center of political activities. And then he had prepared 62.9 hectares of land dedicated to the planned diplomatic compound to reach this end. And the compound, situated in Nusantara Central Government Core Area, is also envisioned as a compact and integrated facility for foreign diplomatic officials.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. The let it be my way.
My way.
I'm feeling
bersama.
Cinta datang dan pergi dalam hidupku. Let it be my way.
My way.
Bagaimana ada akhirnya? Hidupku hanya untuk kamu.
Kempo Plerat is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Kempo Plerat, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Kempo Plerat is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempo Plerat, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round made of rice and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol plerat is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of es kempo plerat, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Perjalanan membawamu bertemu denganku, ku bertemu kamu. Sepertimu yang ku cari, konon aku juga seperti yang kau cari. Ku kira kita asam dan garam, dan kita bertemu di belakang. Kisah yang ternyata tak seindah itu. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kalau aku jadi kita. kasih sayangmu membekas, redam kini sudah di jari istimewa. Entah apa maksud dunia tentang ujung cerita kita tak bersama. Semoga rindu ini menghilang, konon katanya waktu sembuhkan, akan adakah lagi yang sepertimu. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, matamu dan mataku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kalau ku jadi kita. Kau melanjutkan perjalananmu, ku melanjutkan perjalananku. Kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kukira kita akan bersama. Hati-hati di jalan.
Kau adalah Voice of Indonesia.
From Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, what we are doing right now is what we are going to get in the future. Do you believe that? Do you agree with this? Well, you know that, yes, what we are doing right now is also as, you know, the power for us, as the effort for us, continuous effort, so that we are going to get what we planned or what we did. That's why this is really important for us to reach our targets or goals. Start by now. Well, related to this, we have also another wise word. Now it is from Host Cokro Aminoto. Yes, Host Cokro Aminoto, Haji Umar Said Cokro Aminoto. He said, if one shall be a great leader, they must write like a journalist and speak like an orator. Host Cokro Aminoto is an Indonesian father of national movement and national teacher. He is known as a figure in a struggle for independence, and he was one of the founders and leaders of trade and labor associations that played a key role in the struggle during the early 20th century.
Hello listener, welcome back to Book and Film Review, where we will discuss Indonesian books and films from Indonesian authors and directors. Edition, we will discuss a book entitled Drupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidarma. Seno himself is an author of the new generation in Indonesia. He chose to be an author because he does not want to be confined by situation and work. Many of his works were published in various media. The story offered by Seno in his works has a range of variation. His writings are not monotonous. One day he will write a non-cliché romance and a complex politic of a nation in the other day. Besides his peculiar works, he was also known for his reports on the situation of the past East Timor, which were written in a trilogy, namely Saksi Mata, or Witness, short story anthology, entitled Jazz, Perfume, and Incidents, and Ketika Jurnalisme Dibungkam, Sastra Harus Bicara, or When Journalism is Silenced, Literature Must Speak. In 2014, he launched a blog named Panag Journal on human interest stories, along with several journalists and communication professionals. So he was not a newcomer in Indonesian book industry. He got a lot of awards by making some short stories for magazine. Even the stories of Puppet or Wayang were retold by Seno in a tasteful chain of words. Those stories were published in a magazine, which later was compiled into a book entitled Kitab Omong Kosong, or The Tome of Nonsense, released in 2004. The book brought Seno to receive the prestigious Katulis Tiwa Literary Award in 2005. In 2017, Seno wrote a story of a woman whose beauty surpasses the angels from above, named Drupadi. However, before we present the brief review of the book, entitled Drupadi, let's listen to a song entitled Coba Coba Suang by Pai, Sandy Canister, and Deddy Kumala.
Cublak-cublak suang, suang ni tinggal lenter. Memuka tundung gudel, pak empole lalere sombong guyu dele ake. Cublak-cublak suang, suang ni tinggal lenter. Memuka tundung gudel, pak empole lalere sombong guyu dele ake. Cublak-cublak suang, suang ne tenggel enter. Membuka tundung gudel, paham pole lalere sopong guyu dele ake. Cublak-cublak suang, suang ne tenggel enter. Membuka tundung gudel, paham pole lalere sopong guyu dele ake. Sir, sir pong dele kopong sir. Sir pong de le ko pong sir, 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 sir pong de le ko pong sir. Sir pong de le ko pong
suang suang ne tinggal lenter mambu kecundung kuda tak boleh lalirin sopong kuyu dele ake.
Raised lore of woman in the epic of Mahabharata, the wife of the five Pandavas named Draupadi. The life of Draupadi from birth, love and death was unfolded. The novel Draupadi published by Gramedia Pustaka Utama is a compilation of stories that Sena wrote when he was working at Mingguan Zaman magazine. The novel also tells the story of Aswatthama, Karna, Kunti, Sriyata and Visanggeni that Sena wrote in 1983 to 1984. In the book, it was told that goddess Draupadi disliked fate. A human life is meaningless without struggle. So if everything has been predetermined, what is still interesting in this prolonged life? Does human struggle have no meaning? Has all been destined by the gods? Just like she, who is the wife of the five Pandavas. Therefore, the mortal life on earth is not just about being good or bad, but how our attitude is towards the good and the bad. That was the synopsis of a book entitled Draupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. In the lore of Wayang, goddess Draupadi, the wife of the five Pandavas, was almost tricked by King Dursasana, but was saved by the clothes of Draupadi, which was envied when being pulled. However, Seno excluded this magical phenomenon so that Draupadi in his book must bear an unimaginable disgrace. This creates a big question for the readers, but it seems that Seno has his own way to depict this beautiful woman. Maybe Seno wants to show that happiness is not always with those of beauty and pride. Such nice imaginary was carefully put in pretty words. The 161-page book shares a lot of knowledge for the readers about the untold lore of Wayang. Although very different from the original story of Mahabharata, Seno still wrote it clearly. Yet there are several words incomprehensible by the reader, so it would be better if the writer provides some explanation. Overall, the book is able to entertain and add knowledge of the world of Wayang, which is a heritage of Indonesian culture, for the readers. Alright, well, listener, that was our brief review of a book entitled Draupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. To wrap up this week's book and film review, let's listen to a song entitled Surga Durjana by Neurotic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening in. Sampai jumpa. Thank you.
kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcar. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains
lasting. Kamu membalas cintaku. Haruskah ku mati karenamu? Terkubur dalam kesedihan sepanjang waktu. Haruskah ku relakan hidupku? Menyerami cinta.
Here's the news line. Chairman of the National Economic Council, Luhut Bin Sarpanjaitan, envisions Indonesia creating its own artificial intelligence system akin to DeepSeek and ChatGPT. According to Panjaitan at the Economic Insight 2025 event on Wednesday, this is important. The government should study DeepSeek, and he said it is not always expensive. The National Economic Council chairman is confident that Indonesia possesses the skilled digital workforce necessary to develop similar technology systems. The Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs is utilizing online training to meet the digital talent creation target amid the government's budget efficiency policy. Head of the Ministry's Human Resources Development Agency, Bonifacius Wahyu, at the Cikarang Information and Communication Technology Training and Development Center, Bekasi, West Java, on Wednesday conveyed that the online training mechanism is similar to the one implemented during the COVID-19 pandemic, with all activities carried out using teleconferencing applications. That's a new slide.
Pacar seorang